Chibo, you see, Tamata is every posik is red like a posik. But in Tamali in Basarasa Dibres, so Pitsibu is so each part of the posik. Let's say Loisinov is part of the posik, so that's treated like a posik. Loisinov is part of the posik, it's treated like a posik. Loisinov is part of the posik, it's treated like a posik. So that's the reason. Okay. Yeah.
What is the Rav's opinion on the faction of the Lubavitch that thinks that the Rebbe was a Mashiach?
What?
What is your opinion of Lubavitch that they think?
You don't have to ask me. I'm not crazy. I don't believe that the Rebbe is living in his grave.
No, but do you think that the people who say that are apikorsim?
They're not apikorsim. They're just anusim. They lost their mind. That's all. So yesh lem chelek amabon, and the kosher lishchit too. If achirim reinism, but if not achirim, I wouldn't trust them because they might have kabonis, so they'll make chude and all kinds of psulim shit. Yes.
An article was recently written that the Lubavitch are beginning to believe that the Rebbe was not only the Mashiach, but he was also a god.
Oh, yeah.
And he brings certain proofs.
Please, don't finish it. The trouble is that the Jews of Jesus that is showing the Meshugoyim, so they take advantage of it. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to know if they did believe that a person was...
Salam Meshugoyim. That's all. Meshugoyim the fire. They cannot give a get.
Should one stand during Kriyas HaTorah, or should one stand?
The Rambam Shiti is yes, but the Moya Yitzchelik. And most of Shein Machelik and Rambam. Before the stroke, I used to make it. Now I can't. It's too hard for me.
So if one's minhag is to sit during Kriyas HaTorah, should one get up for, let's say, the Aseres HaDibros?
So there's a tshuva about it, because only when do we say, when does the Rambam say in the tshuva that if somebody stands up for part of the Kriya, for Aseres HaDibros and not for the rest, so his nisi yad lepeishi, that is, if the derech was not to stand up for anything, but there are some people, even though they are minority, and they stand up for everything, then there is no nisi.
If you don't stand up normally, should you stand for Aseres HaDibros?
No.
You should not. And,
but you're not.
And Oz Yashir?
Oz Yashir? No, I never stand up for it. Never.
Okay, if you go to a bar mitzvah or a wedding, is there any kiyum in having a separate seating?
What?
At a bar mitzvah or a wedding, should you have separate seating?
In shul, yes, but not in the social hall. You can have family sitting.
There's absolutely no reason?
Yeah. At my wedding, so my mother, the Chen Levoche, sat next to the major fight. And no one complained. But at my children's wedding, so they were separated. Chas v'sholem, that the woman should even stay behind the machut. It's an avera chmur, the legend with evil. It's evil. Yeah.
When Hasidism was started, was there any level of them doing anything neged HaTorah? And if there wasn't...
I'll tell you, the only thing that the Goyim mentioned is that they used, by Shmak Aleinu, they used to make three somersaults to show that they are not like the Misnagdim, the Lomdim, who sit in trepidation. They are at home in God's... they are feel at home at God's home in the Bismedrash. So, the first Rebbe Shmuel Schneerson was afraid to abolish it, because in every machlekes there are two studies. Even when Franklin Delano Roosevelt ran for president, and Wendell Willkie, also ran for president. So the Nazi leaders, they had to associate with someone. They associated with Wendell Willkie. And Wendell Willkie's platform was one world. They had nothing to do with the one world, but they had to be associated with someone. Now, the Bo Hepstein, who was the son of the Oroch HaShulchan, says that actually the Machlekes of the Kor against Reb Zeras, that Balatanya did a good thing for the Balatanya, because the Balatanya was very unhappy with those Mishugoyim who did not belong to his organization. But he was afraid. Now the Mitra Rebbe abolished it. He said, anybody who makes one somersault, out! So he was out, that's all. I told it to my Mechutin, Reb Misha Dev Rivkin Ol Vashon. She said, Rabban, don't believe it. Meisler, I said. But he mentioned that he heard it. Reb Baruch Hepstein mentioned he heard it on the HaShulchan, and the HaShulchan was a Talmud Muvik of Nachman Mendel Schneerson. Don't believe it. I do believe it. What can I do? Yeah.
What exactly is the Isser of Kol Isher?
Only if he has an erratic type. But if he doesn't have any erratic type, there is no Isser whatsoever. The Rambam says, it's in Mishugas, okay. Mishugas, you're allowed to be Mishugas for a moment.
What about over TV or radio?
No, then there is certainly no Isser. Because the Gemara says in Seite that the heroin for Chet is only Shayach if he sees the Gufo Isha. They say to go to Napoli, but if you see on television, there is no Isha.
If somebody draws on another person's shirt with a permanent marker so that it can't come out, the shirt itself is not ruined.
So he's either alive, or be psachem lisholi to sell it, but he's not chayav malchus. Only if he does it live in his own.
No, he's talking about on somebody's shirt. He writes on somebody's shirt.
Nothing at all. Just like on the table. No, he's so much of
it. No, but he said it's somebody. Let's say he writes on somebody else's shirt.
So
and it doesn't. The ink won't come off.
So it won't come off. So.
Is
he chayav to pay for the other person's shirt?
That's right, Gami. Yeah. It's mazel your dime, not only Gami. Yes.
When the Parsha says that Hashem, how is it that Hashem was able to harden the heart of Paro if, you know, if he has to maintain free will?
The question of prayer and Yidia, that's a very profound mystery. So the Rambam explains like this, that the Yidia of the Ben Shalom is not like the Yidia of a human being. When a human being knows mathematics, so he's own personality is one thing, and the knowledge of mathematics is another thing. Suppose he forgets the knowledge of mathematics, he still retains his identity. But the Rabbeinu Shalom, knows everything because he knows himself. But by knowing himself, Mimele, since everything else emanates from his being, so the idea and the personality of Ben Shalom and the Torah are one thing. That's one thing. Okay, what else?
So how is Hashem able to take away free will from Paro?
On the contrary, suppose you go to a clerk in a bank and the point of the gun, you say to him, give me the $500, and he gives it to him. Does it mean that he did it voluntarily? He wanted to save his life. But by having, by hardening the heart of Paro to the extent that he can't control it, except for the fact if he does tshuva, so then you have an equal balance of the two alternates. So then it's real prayer of Chofetz. What else?
If one has a choice of two yeshivas to choose,
What?
If one has a choice of two yeshivos to choose.
Yeah.
Choose from.
So you should choose the yeshiva that in his judgment is more adapted to his son. Because certain sons are very vigorous and they're excitable. You shouldn't send him to this yeshiva, lest he'll deviate and run away from the others. But if somebody is very not sensitive, but he's rugged and hard, but at the same time very ethical, so then he can send. You know, they say about the Kotzke Rebbe that when, you know, there was a certain time that the Kotzke Rebbe, Rav Mendel Kotzk, went wild. He closed the door, didn't let any Hasidim come in, and mice started to jump and dance on the table. You think it's a joke? When I came to Yeshiva University, so on my bedroom, mice used to come. I didn't know what to do. I had to put my shoes high, you know. So, and I couldn't fall asleep. So then Jeffrey Sokol exterminated and became all clean. So I was able to sleep, you see. Okay.
My question is that if you have two yeshivas to choose from.
So I tell you, he should send him to the yeshiva to which is in the opinion of himself and his wife and the social worker and the psychologist is best adapted for the education of his son.
Okay.
See, listen, if there is a yeshiva that has secular studies and they don't have a negative attitude towards secular studies like Yeshiva University or Mesitas Farshish Line or RGJ or Baltimore, he should send them there. But if he's in Lakewood where they have a negative attitude, they shouldn't send him there, lest he deviates and gets away from the other and becomes an apikeres.
If one of the yeshivas has more Yiras Hashem, let's say one of the yeshivas has more Yiras Hashem, right? That the boys in that yeshiva.
So of course that's better.
Even if in the other yeshiva the learning might.
What's the use of more learning? You know what Reb Chaim said? Reb Chaim said, the Lamdan is one who learns, not one who can learn. Can learn the Rais from the Ganef. Who is a real Ganef? The one who can gambe. Everybody can come. A real Ganef is who really gambes. So I started to tell you about Nachmanu Miskotsk. So when a Chosid came in to the Rebbe and the Nachmanu, and the Rebbe slapped his face, so then he came out jumping. You know what kind of covet I received? The Rebbe himself, Yechvedu V'yatzme, he slapped me by all my face. Okay.
Who today is considered an apikaris?
What?
Who today is considered an apikaris?
Who is considered an apikaris today?
An apikaris, ligabe shrite, so anyone who is not a finisher in Ishbo, but ligabe, an apikaris, ligabe achiz, the Hasni says in Simen Yitessin Yadei that since the whole atmosphere is full with spiritual and moral poison, so even a son who was raised by Tzadikim Yir Hashem and Biglomdim and Im Rabbonim has the din of Iktsasonus and Ramachuy of Lachis
and
Yisrael.
And that's considered
an apikaris? He's an apikaris Ligabi Shrite, but not Ligabi Lachis. Very tolerant approach that has been said. We don't have anyone who is as tolerant as the Hasnish.
So long time. Chaim
also said the same thing. Yeah.
Chaim said
in 1904, when the communists, the Bolsheviks, were raging against Tsar Nikolai, so one Jewish man, communist, shot in effigy the picture of Tsar Nikolai. So then he went immediately to tell the mayor. But before he went to the mayor, he was also even advised by Reb Chaim. He was very hard to. So he asked Reb Chaim, what should he do? So he said, of course he should go, but you should ask him. That happened at Zim Gedali. You should ask him what sum of money he wants in order to release him. So so he came and he said he has wants 20,000 to. He called the meeting at Zim Gedali in the morning after Shachris, and he told the Anshei Akile that they should go with him to take out the sum of 20,000 rubles and give it to the mayor and get procure from him a release, so on the day after Yom Kippur he'll be able to run away and finish it. So they all refused, and the secretary of the Kehile was the father of Mordechai Begin, you know, Menachem Begin. His name was Zev Begin. When he came in, he said, "Priskov, I'm pursuing for the real truth, and I can't find it." So there is a mirror, you know, near the desk, like in my apartment, my yeshiva apartment. So he took him on the arm. He says, "Observe, Yerzet, or them spiegel this mirror, does it remes?" So he said, "Does it take a remes, remes?" So Reb Chaim said, "It does it remes, remes, so the remes, remes is sheker." Now it came, Erev Yom Kippur, and they all were opposed to it. So he said, so the father of Nachem Begin said, "Ubiato Rome Kebecho." So Reb Chaim responded, "Biat ich weiß besser than pshat in biat ha'om erbecho." Biat ha'om erbecho applies to someone bismanish the bais is bonu and there is gil shchine and nisim ruim. So they and besden is midagdik in nifoshes and asks the two aidim all kinds of irrelevant questions. Let's say if the two aidim testify that Reuven killed Shimon under an orchard, so they ask him, what pears grew on the orchard? Vines or pears or prunes or strawberries or berries? And if there is a contradiction between one age testimony and the other age testimony, so then it's bottled. But if the one aid contradicts the objective truth, is also mortal. So that was only Shayach in Bismana Bais when Yonisim Gluin and Gilushchine, but now today that it has Taponim and no Nisim Gluin, so in communist Mer, in communist Vinskia, one more communist, one more, what less communist, macht nicht kein Unterschied. So, Mimele, so what the Chaim do, and the Erev Yom Kippur in the afternoon before they started to say Tzvilo Zako, that was an hour and a half before Shkia. So Reb Chaim banged on the bimu and said, "Rabbi Isai, ich reich nicht losen, is zong Tzvilo Zako, please, the Bnei Akile, but you don't game with me, you'll go with me and to the mayor's office and get the release." They had no prayer, so they went and they gave him, and they gave him a release. And then the day after Yom Kippur, he became a Baal Tshuva, and he took a boat to Hamburg, which is his port city, and there he took a boat to the United States. And in those days, in 1904, it took 2 weeks, and then when he came to the United States, he started to pedal and he became very rich. And every year he used to come to Brisk and give a lot of money for yeshivas, for bishisemim, and for home for the aged. And he became a real Baal Tshuva. And the Fireite, you know, that was the communist paper, Erev Yom Kippur had a picture of Reb Chaim.
Yeah. But you said that Apikars today only relates to being a shochet, and Apikars. But then Reb Chaim said that Nebuchadnezzar is Eichon Apikars.
Yeah, he meant two kinds of Nebuchadnezzars. There is one kind of Nebuchadnezzars that understands that certain psukim, like Hole Hole Hoeitim, Lim Shel Chalei Melech, or the Pesuk in the Tehillim, Orim Suras HaTashamayim, he understands that it's not Kipshutei. But Davke Ligabe Vitachas Chaglov, Kilim Zasapia, he perseveres in saying that it's Kipshutei, so that shows he's not a Nebuch, but he's a Mumalachis. He's like the missionaries who try to defy the Torah. But if even the psukim of Ole Chol Choeitzim, he understands, he thinks have to be interpreted literally, then he's a Nebuch Apikeres and Yesh Lechelek Lambo. Yeah.
Wondering, is this keychain considered a Avodah Zarah? It's a keychain of Yad.
Of the what?
It's one of those Yad keychains. Is that considered a Avodah Zarah?
No. Because it's only with Simen Baumet, like the crucifixes. So there are more Paskins. It's Mutabanoi. Only the big crosses. So it's also Banoi.
Doesn't it symbolize false ideas?
What?
Doesn't it symbolize false ideas?
So what? Okay. He doesn't believe in it. He knows it's not.
So, but if you believe in
he
it,
wants
then
to make business. Nah, no.
Okay.
There is not even Marasai in Rabbi.
Is there a problem with men wearing jewelry, like necklaces and
no, it's only Simen Baumet.
What about like earrings?
What?
Earrings.
Men who wear necklaces and
no,
jewelry.
No, just mishugas. Hippie mice. Mice, hippie, snippies, pretties. It's all only bottle. Only on television you say fellow sheepies with big curls behind the head. Well, any more questions? Yeah.
When it says in Sanhedrin, Hakari Svarim Chitzonim, Im Lochel Vyolam Haba, what does Svarim Chitzonim refer to?
Svarim Chitzonim means like the New Testament. But the Miri says, only when you read it in order to follow the ideas. But if you read it in order to counteract the nation's New Testament, then it's a mitzvah. And Amon himself says in my book that he read all the pagan books and it became a mitzvah in order to know Damasha Toshiv Lapikias.
Question?
Would a woman be allowed to wear jewelry if
there's
no eruv?
What? With a woman or a man?
Woman.
Is a woman allowed to wear jewelry if there's no eruv on Shabbos?
Yes, it's a tachshit. It's not a mask. And even a man, the only reason is why there is a distinction, because it was not derech of men to a tachshitim. But today, unfortunately, it is a derech of men, so there is no isha whatsoever.
How should we react to the statements made by How should we react?
The biggest philosopher. He dispels ignorant Jews who are shameless mitzvahs who stand at the borderline to become mumlachis. It's the most terrible thing. Most terrible thing.
But doesn't
they sent me in, the very Shveis, a Talmidim, so-called Talmidim, sent me in, I should sign it together with the very Shveis. So, of course, I called them out, I'm not signing. I am not a libelist. I don't say they are, the Lubavitchers are mimim, and ignorantly, they believe in it. So, yesh lam chelek v'avo. But I wouldn't use them as Aedes because they are Meshugoyim Levarech. So it's possible Aedes.
Is there any reason for a person growing their payas like to a very long length, or is it okay just to as long as it's beyond the bone?
I'll tell you. The Baal Shem Tov himself did not have long curled payas, and that only was Motsu among the Galician. Rabbein, and Volmina Rabbein. I have a Talmud, Rabbi Shol Bolzen, so he has a tie, and in July he'll get a summa cum laude, a doctorate from NYU in differential equations, but he has curl pairs, so he has a problem with Shidduch, because a real Orthodox girl not taking his spot. The YU student has the biggest head, and the modern girl, so it's too full. So I tried to find for him a Shidduch, couldn't find. And I told it to a certain Shatan, Rabbi Abramczyk in Chicago, to find for him a Shidduch. He's 30, so he should take a girl. He should take a girl who is between 24 and 28. She'll be able to have children.
What's the reason that they have for to have long curly hair?
Mine got the same beard. Don't ask for it.
The Rambam mentions that there's really no such thing as ayin hara, right?
What? The Rambam says that ayin hara is effective psychologically. If you believe in it, so it affects you. But if you don't believe in it, so it doesn't affect you.
So how could we learn our halachos from that?
Why not?
Because it's only
the halachos. What difference is it whether it hurts psychologically or it hurts physically?
For instance, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that you're not allowed to give a son an aliyah after a father because of ayin hara.
Yes, so you'll be embarrassed because people think, oh, it will hurt him. And the same thing is true if a person is superstitious and believes abracadabra will have an effect, so he's not allowed to say abracadabra for him. But if he doesn't believe, like for me, he can say 1,000 times abracadabra. It won't hurt him the least. Okay, no.
If somebody has asthma, but the attacks don't come that often...
Has what?
Asthma.
Yeah.
Is he allowed to carry an inhaler on Shabbos?
Yes.
Even if they don't come that often?
Put it beneath the head, Kalachayat, or in the bend of the head.
Is there a problem with the buckler learning Hilchos Avelis or Kerek
Avelis? What's wrong with that? Avelis is part of life. Unfortunately, there are many young children who are available for the father and for the mother. Okay. So let's have mild.
Huh?
Okay. Can I ever see that?
Oh, this.
Is that what?